This is the Solution Building Podcast with Mark Eastman. Thank you for listening. Today's solution, what's the first next step?
If you're in the construction business, I'll bet you've asked yourself, how can running a business be this hard? There's never enough time to get everything done. I'm barely making minimum wage. I could work less and make more if I were flipping burgers. It sucks that nobody told you the business side of construction would be like this. I'm Mark Eastman, and as a professional builder and general contractor for over 40 years, I've felt that pain. That's why, as the owner of Timber Creek Construction, I developed systems to make the business side of construction easier. Welcome to the Solution Building Podcast, where we'll discuss construction problems and solutions. Now, here's my friend, Nick Natarella, with this week's solution.
What's the first next step? Breaking down big things into little steps. Over the past several months, we've been talking about building a successful construction business. We've compared it to an actual building. You need to know what it is you're building, what kind of ground you're going to build on, and why it is you're building. Clarity of what you want to build and having a plan is critical to success. Then comes the hard part. If you're going to get it built, you have to do something. Making a decision and then taking action is hard, especially when it involves something as big and overwhelming as building a business. This is the place where most people fail. So how does one move forward when faced with a large, daunting project? You don't focus on the huge, intimidating thing. Instead, you break it down into bite-sized pieces. Then you start by taking the first next step. I closed last week's post by talking about how I chose to incorporate the 7 decisions into my daily routine, and how something as small as a butterfly moving its wings can lead to amazing outcomes. I use my computer for keeping me on task each day. This next section is part of my daily routine. I use OneNote to organize and track these things. After I read through the decision for the day, I read through the overview of all 7 decisions. Next, I step back and think big. Why am I here? And what is it I'm supposed to be doing? Being a believer in Christ, I remind myself it's important to not be afraid to dream big, Mark 11, verses 23 and 24, because nothing is impossible for God, Luke chapter 1, verse 37. This is followed by the illustration below of how I can turn those big dreams into results. Dreams, visions, goals, actions, results. Start with dreams. Turn dreams into visions. Visions into goals. Goals are bite-sized visions. Quote, a vision that is ready to go to work is a goal, end quote. Action. I can only do one thing at a time. What will it be? If I'm going to accomplish the big things, I need to remember to break them down into small actions. At this point, I read through a list that I call the first next step. This list starts my day off in a proactive mindset. By reading through this daily list, it helps me to incorporate these things when I start something new or switch from one project to another. First next steps. 1, start with prayer. 2, get off my butt. Stop making excuses. 3, put it on the calendar. 4, don't be afraid to ask for help. Delegation, accountability, education. 5, take goals seriously. Create a sense of urgency early. 6, maintain positive forward momentum. 7, celebrate wins. 8, don't overthink it. 9, break down the goals into brick-sized pieces. 10, make goals about giving and not about getting. 11, review progress regularly and be accountable. This process helps me make big things doable. Sure, it takes time to incorporate this into my daily routine. Ultimately, it comes down to making a decision. I can choose to do this or do something else. But for me, the time spent is worth it. The same process isn't going to work for everyone. This is where you need to decide if you just want to roll the dice on the outcome of your business or if you want to take control. Breaking down big things and taking the first next step makes big things doable. Ultimately, it is up to you to do something different to get a different outcome. Or you can just keep doing things the way you are.
Thanks for listening to the Solution Building Podcast. If you'd like more information on business systems and coaching that can help you be more successful, check out the blog archives at solutionbuilding.net. While you're there, download a free copy of the 7 bid mistakes that cost contractors a fortune and how to avoid them. It'll show you how to save time, be more profitable, and have satisfied customers. At Solution Building, we find solutions and build dreams through coaching, consulting, and constructing. This is Mark Eastman, and thanks for taking the time to listen to me thinking out loud.